Hello there, and welcome to part two of Chatterbox. I'm John Francis.
And I'm Marianne Penn.
We have more news items, information desk, and another feature.
Hello, everyone. Our first set of news stories starts with a good news story about a local business securing a renewal of its property lease. A social enterprise has secured a new lease at its historic Norwich home, and it is now aiming to purchase the building. The Shoebox Hub is based in Castle Meadow, and profits from its commercial activities, they fund various community projects. Last September, the social enterprise received a notice from the private owner and landlord of the building that terminated its lease. The Shoebox had originally been due to leave the site on April 2024, but has now been negotiating a new three-year lease until December 31, 2026. The building has a rich history, and in 1861, it was purchased by James Pond, who turned it into the booming Pond's Foot Fitters. Two flights of stairs below ground is a hidden street and undercroft, featuring architecture dating from the 15th century, and tours have been running there since 2017. The Shoebox is now keen to try to secure the long-term future of the venue, and it will soon be launching a crowdfunding campaign to buy the building.
Aldi is on the hunt for new Norfolk suppliers to partner with in 2024, following its most successful Christmas ever. The German supermarket, which has more than 6,000 stores across the country, said it's looking to work with businesses across a range of product categories, including food, drink, homeware, and leisure. More than 5,000 local suppliers currently work with the budget chain, including local firm Essence Foods. The family business, which grows and produces mustard from its farm in Dereham, was featured on the TV show Aldi's Next Big Thing last year. The programme challenged UK producers to pitch their product for an opportunity to see their products in Aldi stores across the country. Waveney Mushrooms, a family-owned business with sites in Norfolk and Suffolk, also supplies the supermarket, contributing more than 20,000 tonnes of produce since it entered the partnership 20 years ago. Julie Ashfield, Managing Director of Buying at Aldi UK, added, "British suppliers are the lifeblood of our business, and without them, Aldi wouldn't be where it is today. We will always be at their side. Long-standing relationships with suppliers are at the heart of our success, and we're proud to work with so many British suppliers, helping to bolster job opportunities and investment in the UK supply chain."
The owners of Anglia Square have insisted the site still has significant potential, despite the plug being pulled on its £300 million revamp of the shopping centre. Western Homes has secured planning permission to transform the 1960s-built centre with new shops, offices and up to 1,100 homes, only to dramatically announce this week that it was scrapping the scheme. The Norwich Shopping Centre was bought by asset management company Columbia Threadneedle for £7.5 million in 2014. But the collapse of the Western Homes plan has led to questions about what will now happen to the 11.4-acre site. There has been speculation over whether another company will step in to seek to redevelop it or whether the site could be sold.
A coastal village said it feels abandoned after not seeing a penny of funding to help improve sea defences. People in Hemsby have seen that £25 million is set to be invested in sea defences along the North Norfolk coast as their calls fall by the wayside. Last month, and following years of campaigning, an effort to get funds to build a £15 million rock berm to protect the village fell through. They were told Hemsby did not qualify for the flood defence grant in aid from the government because it only applied to areas where hundreds of homes were at risk. Last week, members of Save Hemsby Coastline, Hemsby Independent Lifeboat and former Marham's resident Kevin Jordan hand-delivered the petition demanding Hemsby's eligibility for the funding, containing almost 20,000 signatures, to the Prime Minister's home. Among them, was Daniel Hurd, Hemsby Independent Lifeboat coxswain, who knocked on the door of number 10. He said, "It's a bit disappointing. We all know that the criteria needs changing, but that can only be done at government level. Considering the money we bring in via tourism, it's completely ridiculous that we can't get this funding. It feels like we've been abandoned at Hemsby, and unless the criteria is changed, we'll continue to lose parts of the coastline here."